We're talking with Katie Fitzgerald. Katie, you're the executive director of the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, here today celebrating with the Oklahoma FFA over their donation of protein sticks to the Backpack for Kids program.
Yes.
How important is this donation?
This donation makes the Backpack program possible, to be honest. And what's beautiful about it is that it's young people throughout our state coming together to help other young people. So the Backpack program is serving, between the two food banks in the state, about 29,000 children every year. And so that means weekly, 29,000 children are bringing home backpacks that have shelf-stable food. And protein is one of the hardest things for us to get as a donation and for us to get out to children who are hungry. So the beef sticks and the pork sticks that the FFA kids provide make that protein possible for all these elementary school kids throughout our state.
The program obviously is about 3 years old now, mm-hmm. as far as they've been able to build on an annual basis to more and more of a donation each year. Still, there's other kids that need the help as well, though.
Yeah. So right now, this year, we're very excited to celebrate with the Oklahoma FFA that they've reached their million stick mark, million protein sticks. But we, just at the Regional Food Bank alone, have seen 3,000 more children come into this program this year alone. And so we estimate that it costs us about $200 a year to put a child on the backpack program to bring that backpack home every week. So with 3,000 more kids, that's about $600,000. So the need is really great. We know that there are about 220,000 children in the state of Oklahoma who struggle with hunger. That's about one in four children. Those are USDA numbers, pretty, you know, very well vetted in terms of how we understand hunger is experienced in our state. So we got a lot of work to do, but with kids who, like the FFA kids, we are on the right track.
Now, this is a unique program in that it is teenagers helping kids.
Yes, absolutely. And as I said to the Oklahoma FFA students when I had the privilege of making some remarks to them, I know a big part of what FFA is about is leadership, too. And I think it's a tremendous thing that these young people, though they are learning and growing and wanting to progress in their careers and their profession, they are practicing leadership today by providing these kinds of resources for hungry kids in Oklahoma. And these are habits that they're going to continue to have as adults and as leaders in their communities, which I'm confident many of them will be.
I like the fact that you kind of wrapped up your comments with the comment about compassion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I have found lately, I really, when I thank people for their donations to the food bank or for their volunteer time, we have so many volunteers that we couldn't do our work without them. But what I like to thank them for is their compassion, because I think without compassion, without being able to imagine what it's like to walk in somebody else's footsteps, that what circumstances might have fallen upon a person to have to require them to ask for help to be fed. Without that compassion, people can't do very much. And I told the kids that compassion is the greatest gift, because it's really when we tap into our compassion, we do great things as people. And that's what they're doing. So I'm really grateful for them.
As far as your role at Regional Food Bank, 6 months into your job, what's your vision?
Yeah, so where we are as a food bank right now, we have done, under my predecessor, Rodney Bivens, who's been a tremendous leader on the issue of hunger, both in Oklahoma as well as the nation, we've done a lot to build our capacity as a food bank. So we have a tremendous facility. We can move tens of millions of pounds of food through that facility. We really think that the next evolution of our work is to expand our childhood hunger programs, because children's need to have access to healthy food is essential for their health and their development. And we also will be expanding our support of the network. We work with about 1,300 organizations throughout our service area, many of which are struggling to just day-to-day get by, food pantries, soup kitchens, others. So we want to do more to help them be able to serve their clients.